The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota has a bye this week before hosting Iowa on October 6th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
I'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Greeter, Pioneer Press.
Hey, PJ, good morning.
Morning, Andy.
I just wanted to ask you about where things stand at free safety with Antoine Winfield out, what you feel like you can coach up with Jordan Howden, and who might also get some looks at that spot.
Well, Jordan Howden, you know, the true freshman, Benny Sapp, true freshman. Those guys are definitely taking reps back there. Antonio Chenault, possibility bringing him over there as well. He's played some safety for us even last year. So we've worked on it today. I'm coaching the young guys up. Gives an opportunity for a lot of young guys to play. But we have a plan, and it's just an opportunity for some young guys to play.
And then just one follow-up. Keandre Thomas, he was out last week. What was the reason, and how long do you expect him to be out?
Yeah, if you don't do the right things, you're not going to play. So it was a violation of a team rule, and so he didn't play, didn't make the trip.
Okay, thanks.
You got it. Thank you, Andy.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Randy Johnson, Indianapolis Star Tribune.
Yeah, hi, PJ.
Hi, Randy.
How's Antoine doing after the injury?
Good. He had surgery yesterday. He's doing really well, recovering well. His family came in town, so he's doing well. And then he's going to spend some time at home for a little while he recovers, and then be back here and get ready to go. I keep telling him he's getting younger and younger each year. Now he's like a redshirt freshman, so it's kind of interesting. He's basically in the same class as Rashad Bateman now, if that's the way he wants it to go. So, it's just unfortunate, but it gives a lot of young players an opportunity to play. I mean, I've said this all along, you too. We're going to get way younger before we get way more experienced, and you're starting to see that. You're starting to see guys that were there that had experience, but the very thin layer of them. And then right behind that is all young kids. And we know that. That's part of this rebuild. So they have an opportunity to make a difference. Antoine's doing great. He has very, very positive spirits. I was with him yesterday when he had his surgery and with his mom. And he was smiling all the way to the operating room. So, to me, he was in really good spirits.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Your next question is from Mike DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, PJ. I've got a recruiting question for you. I'm
sure.
Curious, how do you think that social media has changed recruiting?
Well, I think that everybody's business is out there. I think that's the one thing is, everybody knows everything about each other. It's not even just the social media. It's just the coverage, I think, in general in recruiting. And then when you tie that into social media, everybody has access to it, from the recruits to the parents to the coaches. Everybody's own information is out there in recruiting. I think that's one thing that has changed. There was times where you could probably keep a guy hidden, or you could keep a guy, this guy's a hidden gem, and everybody knows about everybody now. And I think that's changed recruiting, I think, a little bit. And then also just the way you can kind of dive into young people's lives. I mean, by just looking up on their social media page, you can find out exactly what type of person that young person is. And I think that helps in a lot of different ways, and it's changed our way we recruit as well, just based on the information that fast. Can either springboard a recruit on your board or take them off.
Just to follow up on that last part you were talking about, how are you changing your approach to recruiting based on the current generation? For example, like at Purdue, they're using the popular video game Fortnite, and they made a graphic with that, and that seems to be something that, appeals to recruits. Are there things that you're doing that's different based on the way that, the world is changing?
Well, absolutely. I mean, our demographic is 17 to 22-year-old young people, right? So everything we do, everything that comes out of this program is creative. It's unique, whether it's our media videos every day, the Instagram stuff that we send, just everything. There's not one specific thing I would sit there and say that we're doing different. And if we were, I probably wouldn't just say what we are. But I think everybody's doing those things, and you've got to adapt your output to the culture of these young people. You know, the one thing is for us is to teach lifetime lessons in a cultural way. Well, that's for us as coaches. Well, same way in recruiting, you've got to recruit in a cultural way. And I've always used the example of, you know, you can't talk about Michael Jordan and Larry Bird anymore. You know, you've got to be able to every day. This constant information's got to change. It's got to constantly be updated, because whatever's popular today is old news tomorrow. And everything from your social media to your videos to your content, even your tours, even your visits on campus, what they see, how they see it, it's got to continue to change. Every time they come to Minnesota, they've got to see something completely different. They have to have a completely new experience. Nothing can ever get stale with these young people. That's just the way it is. And so you've got to constantly keep up with that.
Great. Thanks so much, PJ. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.